Hi everyone, Pastor Rod here. This is number 27 in our series on wisdom to win. Proverbs, wisdom to win. And I'm doing a few proverbs in the set about this is better than that. This, do you want a great life? What sort of life do you want? Have you thought about deeply? What life do I want? Where am I going? These proverbs that this is better than that really help us in life. And this one's about money or a great life. Which one do you want? Now, in the better concept, sometimes one is not terrible. Money's not terrible. I'll talk about that in a minute. But a great life, what sort of life do you really want? Great marriage, great kids, great friends, great church, great family, great satisfying life, or money? If you had the choice, which one would you pick? Here we go, Proverbs 16:16. How much better to get wisdom than gold, to get insight rather than silver. So nothing wrong with gold and silver, that is just metals actually. And if I had a note here, just a bit of paper. There's nothing wrong with money. The Bible says the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil, but it doesn't actually say they are evil. And so it's the value I put on those things and how my heart is driven by those things determines my life, determines your life. And I would like to have both, thank you. I'd like to have wisdom and gold. I'd like to have insight and silver. But what the proverb is saying is what drives you? What drives you? What motivates you forward? Is your life all about? And I want to say that after living my Christian life now for 41 years, we've made a lot of decisions that were not for money, but for something else, satisfaction, family time, goals, priorities. You know, we're not perfect, but we have made very, very good decisions, Viv and I, and we're living a great life, and our boys love Jesus. They've grown up, married, they love Jesus, and I wouldn't give that for any money in the world. I wouldn't give up for some of those things I have now for any and all the money of the world. You see, I've seen a lot of people live and die as a pastor, and I've seen a lot of people in a dying situation, and no one on their deathbed ever says, I wish I had more money. People on their deathbed always talk about relationships, either setting up something right or they've got something to say. They want to see someone. It's all about relationships. And I think let's set the relationships right now before our deathbed. Pretty heavy stuff, but I tell you what, it's going to affect our lives. Let me read this to you the Old Testament Greek version. It basically says that the nest that we're forming, that's the actual word, the nest that we're forming is so important, the nest of the young, depending on whether we choose wisdom or gold, the next generation, our kids, our grandkids, our friends, our church, our connect groups, our jobs, a lot of things are affected by the impact of money on our lives. So I want to tell you that I think these proverbs are really important about perspective. What is your long-term goals? What do you want? And I would like both of these, but if I had a choice, I would choose wisdom over gold. I would choose lifestyle over silver. And I tell you, it's really important that we make the decisions young and as young as we can, because you don't get a second chance. So rather than live in regret, why don't we make great decisions right now? I think this proverb leads us to perspective change, rearrange our priorities, get a new conviction. And so I'm not going to be driven by money. Now, I remember as a young salesman, I was asked to lie by my boss, and it was a pretty bad lie because I had to deliver a very important product to a company. And I knew that they weren't going to be coming in time. That company was having a big convention. They were having people from all over Australia. And they wanted to have this product ready to give to everyone. And they were ready for it, but I knew it was not going to come in time. So I went and saw them and I said, excuse me, sir, I want to tell you right now to give you a chance to get something else that we will not get those in time. And he canceled the contract on me. I went back and said to my boss, I'm sorry, I had to tell him the truth, but I believe that we're going to get more business from that guy. And my boss was a very money-oriented person, and he looked at me and he finally smiled and he said, okay, we'll test this. We'll test this to see whether you'll learn a lesson in life or not. And anyway, few months go by, that company rings up my company and says, we want to put in an order, but I'll only deal with Rod Plummer. And I went out there and I said, why me? And they said, because you told the truth. We trust you. And they wrote the biggest order they had ever written for my company. And I went in and I put it down, the order, the signed order down on my boss's desk. Didn't say a word, just pointed to it and smiled. And he smiled and said, okay, get out of here. But he was smiling and he knew that it was true, that money was good, integrity is better, wisdom is better, lifestyle is better, relationships are better. And I want to tell you that as a pastor, I've met some very wonderful people that had a lot of money but also had wisdom. And I think this is obviously the very best. The better thing is wisdom, but the best thing is then to be able to use money for blessing and helping people. And in my life, I've had the great privilege of knowing some very generous, wealthy people. They didn't give money to me. They gave money to the church. They tithed. And then they gave great amount of money to missions, to Bangladesh, to the Philippines, to many other nations, India. I'm proud to call them my friends. I'm happy to have them as my friends and tell you that I believe there are some people that God will bless with both of these things. King Solomon in the Old Testament was one. And God said to Solomon, you know, what? I'll give you one choice, Solomon, one wish. Not like the genie. This is God actually saying, I will give you one wish. What do you wish? And Solomon prayed, came back and said, God, I pray for wisdom to be a great king. And God said, I'll give you that wisdom, but I'll also give you wealth because of that great choice. And I think some of my friends, one of them name was David. He had an electrical business in Australia, and he would just engineer his job so much that he was able to go and build Bible schools and orphanages in the Philippines. I'm glad I knew David. I've sort of fallen out of touch with him these last number of years, but I'm glad I saw him and his wife, who gave up so much time and effort for the orphans there. And I've got another friend called Peter. He gave so much to Philippines also, and Thailand and India. And he was a Messianic Jew, loved Jesus from a Jewish background and knew Jesus was his savior, saved his life, changed his life. And he was a really generous person. And Dennis, my farming friend, and his wife Rose just gave so much to Bangladesh and other countries. And God blessed them. They were blessed. And I saw it. Now, that doesn't mean everyone's going to be rich, and it doesn't mean everyone's going to be continually rich, but that's why we need wisdom, which is better than money, because money come, money go, but wisdom keeps growing in our lives. So as I come to an end, let me say it to you. How much better to get wisdom, to get perspective, to get satisfaction, to get great goals, great lifestyle, great choices with God's help. Let me pray right now. Lord, I pray that we would know that it's better to get wisdom and perspective and moving towards satisfaction, life goals, a satisfying life. All together, I pray, Lord, we would have a revelation right now by your Holy Spirit that it's better to gain wisdom and to gain insight into life than money. And some here will also get money as well. And I pray they would be generous and giving and blessing people. And even if we lose our money, Lord, we will not lose you and not lose our family, because we've made the right choice. Thank you, Lord. Amen. God bless you all.